Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. It is none other than your girl AP coming here to just drop some nuggets with you guys today on emotional prose. This episode today was inspired from a chapter in my very first book, When Women Lead, Volume 1. I talk about emotional prose, and in my book, of course, I'm trying to encourage female leaders to not get caught up in what society says about emotions. But today I'm going to encourage everyone to not get caught up in what society says about your emotions. But before I do that, you guys know that I always have a little bit of housekeeping to do. And with that being said, I'm just super excited to be back. Hey guys, it's back to school season. I'm excited about those that have sent their young people back to school. I sent two, not one, but two back to college, or actually one was just starting college. So excited about their new ventures. I've got a senior in college last year. Let's get this degree and get out of here, right? But anyway, excited about the new ventures that all of the young people going back to school, praying for all of the teachers, all the administrators, all of the bus drivers, all of the lunchroom people, just that they're going to all have a successful and peaceful and safe year this year. So I'm praying for that. But I said all of that to say that if you have someone that's gone back to school and you are trying to get back to your business basics, I am available for strategy sessions. Business strategy sessions are happening right now. Please reach out to me if you need a business strategy session just to get you back on board, maybe to set some goals for the end of the year so that you can finish strong, maybe even to start on some of those goals that you want to see yourself achieve and exceed in 2022. I am here for you. Also, guys, CWP Sports Consulting, guys, we are now accepting new clients. Sports are officially back on at the high school level. You've got swimming, you've got football, you've got golf, you've got basketball, volleyball, track and field, any of those sports. If you aspire, if you have a young person that aspires to play at that collegiate level, we are here to definitely give you our expertise and advise you accordingly. We've had two, not one, but two full scholarship athletes go on to play at the D1 level. And we're super blessed to have had that, but we also want to pour back into you and try to give you some tidbits of things that we've learned, things that we've seen to help you with your process, okay? So if you want to reach us, reach out to us via email, Troy Sr., that's T-R-O-Y-S-R, at coachwithpride.com. You can reach us there to set up a consultation, and we could see if you're going to be a good fit for us and vice versa, okay? We'd love to chat with you about your student athlete and try to get your process started as far as recruiting is concerned. So look forward to hearing from you soon. Also, still looking for female entrepreneurs, female boss ladies, female business owners that want to be a guest here on AP Empowers so that we can talk about your brand, your business, your bossness, right? So please reach out to me. You guys can reach me at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at coachwithpride.com if you are interested in being a guest here on AP Empowers. We are always seeking new sponsors for the show here on AP Empowers. So if you are interested in advertising or putting your business out there, letting the world know what you have going on, our demographics are male and female, probably about 50-50 each, anywhere from the age ladies 25 to 55, men 35 to 65. Listen in here on AP Empowers, and I thank God for you all. So if you want to advertise here with us, please reach out to me at that same email, Angela at coachwithpride.com. And we can get you set up and we can get your business booming with advertising here on AP Empowers. I'm excited about some other things that I've got going on, guys. I've had to halt my Connect Four situation just because of this Delta variant. You know, I don't know if you guys seen those memes that are going around, my plans, and then the Delta variant comes in, right? But anyway, so we're going to keep doing what we're doing, even with the business strategy sessions. Guys, we can do those sessions on Zoom, via phone, what have you. But when it comes to networking, I am just an avid believer that you need to be in front of people. You need to be able to network face-to-face in order to make that thing work and for it to be effective. So we are going to get back to Connect Four. But if you've not signed up for Connect Four, I'll tell you what Connect Four is right now. Connect Four is a networking venture that I've started to connect Black business owners together. Yes, that's right. If you are an African-American business owner, if you are a Black business owner, and you are here in the upstate of South Carolina, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson area, and you want to connect with other Black businesses, I'd love to connect you. It'll be four businesses represented there at all times. We'll do a lunch, and we're also going to do a happy hour, maybe twice a month. One lunch, one happy hour, and put those businesses together so that we can make more effective and intimate connections, right? So that they're working and not, so that they're networking and anyway, easy for me to say. I say a little thing about networking not working, and that's just kind of what I got screwed up there. But anywho, if you want to be a part of Connect Four, please go to my website. That's coachwithpride.com and sign up there. You'll see a link in the middle of the page. Scroll down and put your information in. Put a description of your business because I want to try to also match adequate businesses together. But I think that's all I have as far as what I have going on, guys. The podcast for CWP Sports Consulting has been on pause for the last few months, several months, and we are looking to get back, especially with the name, image, likeness things that are going on in college sports. The amateur athletes are beginning to benefit and make money off of their name, image, and likeness, which is powerful. And so that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. But our podcast is broadcast live on Facebook. You can also hear it on anywhere podcasts are heard. Also broadcast live via Anchor FM. So again, those are the things that I have going on, guys. If you are looking to partner with me, if you're looking for a speaker, please reach out to me. I will be glad to come and be of service where I can. But anyway, so today let's get back into these emotional pros. So I have just encountered a lot of emotions myself over the past several months, and I really felt like that this was a great topic to bring. I also encounter a lot of emotions when I'm doing business coaching, you know, because again, life happens to us all, guys. And so even in business, yes, we are allowed to be emotional. We are allowed to allow our emotions, our real feelings, to flow. Emotions are the way we feel, and our feelings are valid and they are real. If you take nothing else from this podcast, that is what I want you to get, that your feelings, they're valid and they're real, and don't allow anyone else to tell you that they're not. But what I've encountered is people suppressing their feelings. That's one of the things I talk about in the book, how, you know, women are made to feel that they can't cry if they're in leadership for whatever silly reason. But anger is also an emotion that women and men alike are told that they can't use or they can't feel. And I just think that that couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. I think that you are entitled to be angry. Life happens, right? And so when life happens, sometimes it causes us to be sad. Sometimes it causes us to be mad. Sometimes it causes us to be excited. Sometimes it causes us to be happy. But what I want you to get from this podcast today is that all of those emotions are perfectly okay. The one thing that I do say in my chapter in When Women Lead, Volume 1, which is available on Amazon.com, by the way, all of my books are there. But the one thing that I say is that, you know, people want to try to put you in a box if you're a certain way. But I want people to empower themselves by knowing that you are uniquely and you are wonderfully made by God, right? And so when you take that into consideration, so are your feelings, so are the way that you get to feel. You don't get to, don't allow someone else to make you suppress your anger if they've made you upset. Now, just because you're angry, that doesn't mean you have to yell, doesn't mean you have to cuss, doesn't mean you have to fight, but you are allowed to be angry at certain situations. If you see those situations are fit that you are angry, just as though you are allowed to be happy when certain situations happen in your life and you are joyful about those situations. And so I think that we have just got to become a little bit more confident in ourselves and knowing that we are human first, and humans have different emotions. Humans feel a certain type of way. in their life when they want to feel that way. And we shouldn't allow others to make us feel anything less than that. You know, I talked about being back to school, even our young people, you know, some kids go to school and they have a great school year and they're this and they're that, but there's other kids that go to school and they are bullied. Those kids have real feelings. And sometimes, I don't want to say this to make anybody feel bad, but sometimes those same kids don't feel like they can come home and share their feelings. Guys, we need to validate these young people as well, because these young people that we're not validating, they grow up to be older people who have issues because they weren't validated and because they've been told not to feel this type of way, or don't do this, or boys don't do this and girls don't do this. I'm not going to get into the whole sex argument, but I do believe that any and everybody should be allowed to express their emotions however they deem necessary. And so if that means that this young man falls down and scrapes his knee and he feels the need to cry about that because it hurts him, I don't think anyone should tell him that he doesn't get to cry. Because again, those same young little boys grow up to be young men that now are married and cannot express their emotions because they were told that men don't cry. Men absolutely do cry if you need to cry, especially, but not only in these cases, especially though in the cases when you're talking about someone mourning or someone grieving the loss of a loved one or something that has happened devastating in their life. You don't get to choose how someone grieves or how they mourn or how they even express their pain. Pain is pain. You don't get to tell me what type of pain threshold I have and how I should respond and how I don't respond. Just like you don't get to tell me what I get to be excited about or what I get to be happy about. These are all valid feelings. And that's what I want to say today. Your feelings are valid. Your feelings are real. And you should be able to express your feelings in any which way that you would like to. Okay, so let's just start there, right? You get to express your feelings however you want. Now, you know, like I said, let me start with the anger one, because, you know, a lot of people want to say women aren't supposed to be angry. Women, you know, we are put in a box, ladies, and you've got to get yourself out of that box for yourself. It doesn't matter what someone else thinks of you. It's about how you feel and think of yourself. So first off, don't allow anybody to put you in a box. So yes, women can be angry. Yes, women can be sad. Yes, women can be happy. And those aren't the only three emotions that exist. But what I'm saying is, if you are angry and you shed tears because of your anger, if that's the way you express it and you need to get it out, because the important thing is, this is the second point I want to make as far as the podcast. First point was your feelings are real and they're valid, and don't let anybody else tell you anything different. The second thing is that it is so imperative that you get these things out, that you release them, that you express the feelings that you're feeling however you need to, whether that's venting to someone else that you trust and that doesn't necessarily have to interrupt you or correct you or feel like they got to tell you that you're wrong for feeling these things, whether that's crying, whether that's going in the closet and screaming, whatever it is, right? Because when you don't express them, they build up. Think about it like this. When someone is sad and they continue to be sad and they continue to be sad and they don't deal with it and they don't talk to anybody about it and they don't release it in any type of way, sadness can become depression. So you don't want those feelings to be an avalanche, to be a rollover effect, and they roll over into other things, okay? So again, guys, your feelings are just that. They're your feelings. You get to determine what they look like. You get to determine how you express them, and you get to determine and be responsible for releasing them, getting it out so that you can move past whatever the situation or circumstance is. I'm so sick of people saying that you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. No, this is your life. These are your feelings, and they are very much real. So I want you guys to understand that, you know, like I said, it goes back to kids being bullied at school. You know, we've got to do a better job of placing affirmations in our young people and letting them know who they are and letting them be okay with expressing themselves no matter what it is, especially as far as their emotions are concerned. I don't believe in the whole boys don't cry and girls have got to act a certain way and girls don't get angry. No, that's a lie. The Bible talks about, you know, it says, be angry, but sin not. So the be angry part lets you know that it's okay to be angry. Okay, that's an emotion. That's a feeling. Someone's done something to upset you. It is perfectly fine for you to be angry. And I'm sticking with anger, and I'm sticking with some of the sadness and tears and things like that, because these are things that are shot down. These are things that people are made to feel bad about. I had a client recently, and she was having some anxiety issues, and she was so apologetic to me about how she was feeling and her being anxious about some things. And I had to say to her, again, I'm not a therapist, guys. I don't profess to be a therapist. I'm not a therapist. If you need professional help in therapy and counseling, there are people out there that can help you. I can definitely be a good listener and try to give you some empowerment and affirm you, but I'm not a therapist, and I'm just going to put that disclaimer right there. But she was being so apologetic to me about her being anxious for something. And I said, you know what? Your feelings are valid. This is how you feel. You don't have to feel the need to apologize to me. I don't think any less of you because you right now are anxious about something. What I did do was try to help her move past that and try to help her get to a calm state to where she wasn't really anxious by the time I hung up on the call with her. But at the same time, I wanted her to understand that it was okay, and you don't have to feel, or she didn't have to feel like she had to apologize to me. Apologize to me for what? You're not doing anything to me. These are your genuine, valid feelings. And anytime someone doesn't respect your genuine, valid feelings, they probably don't deserve to be in your circle. Okay? So don't be apologetic about any of your emotions. Don't be apologetic about your feelings. And this goes for men or women. You know, I talk about in my book how, you know, women may shed tears when certain things happen, but men may punch a wall. And I really want people to understand that those are very much similar emotions, just expressed differently. And so let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater by crucifying a woman because, you know, her way of getting angry is she sheds tears, but a man, he punches the wall and then he's glorified for being a great leader. No. Where they do that at? Mm-mm. We're not doing that today. And so I want to just really kind of put that little monkey to bed on the sense of you've got to behave a certain way when you have a certain emotion. Okay. So when something is painful going on in your life, it is okay for you to cry. When something is hurting you, it is perfectly fine for you to cry. Now, what I also talk about in my book is we are in control also of how long we stay there. Okay. Now, I don't want you, like I just said, and I know it may be a little redundant, but I hope not. But I just talked about sadness can turn into depression. So can crying all the time and things like that. So you want to put yourself in a space where you can get the necessary help that you need. You have that person that you can trust and you can get it off so that you can move forward, because it's always about growth, right? So even with our emotions, like as a little kid, you know, I have a new grandson now, and he, you know, has this little moments where sometimes he cries and cries and cries, but I hope that as he grows and maybe even becomes a toddler, we're going to teach him how to channel it, how to deal with it, how everything doesn't have to be a tantrum, right? So seeking the proper help and moving past some of your emotions and not allowing things to fester or get worse, or like I just talked about earlier, having that avalanche effect, you know, just rolling over into something bigger, right, and worse. So we want to definitely be able to grow from some of these emotions. We don't want to be behaving the same way at 33 that we were behaving at 3. Okay, doesn't mean that you still don't have the same emotions, but by 33, hopefully you've gotten some tools. Hopefully you developed some things that is helping you to deal with those emotions just on another level. I won't even say better or worse, because it's not about better or worse. It's about another level. When you go to different levels, you should be able to rise to the occasion as far as how you are dealing with things. But again, we all sometimes we fall short, and that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean you're going to get it right every time, but I just really want you to be okay with being able to express your adequate feelings, not feeling like you've got to put on a face for anyone or anybody, but just going through the motions of doing the necessary things that you need to do to get those feelings expressed the way that you need to. That is key, okay? So today we're talking about emotional pros, and I hope you got something from this talk, guys. If you ever if you get things from this talk, I really want you to share it with someone else. Share it. I appreciate all of my listeners. I thank you guys for the feedback. I thank you for the young man that commented and says that you listen to my podcast all the time and you really enjoy it. But I really hope more so than that, that you would share it with others, because if it blessed you, I'm believing God that it will bless others as well. And so I want you guys to continue to support here at APM Powers, because again, without you, there is no me. And I really, really appreciate you guys. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate your comments. So again, I hope you got something from this talk today, but your feelings are definitely valid, and don't allow anyone else to tell you that they're not. This is AP at APM Powers, and I'm signing off right now. So if you guys want to reach me, I've given you my contact earlier. You can go to coachwithpride.com and get all the information that you need to get on me here at APM Powers. You can also hear this podcast at coachwithpride.com. Y'all be blessed. Have a great day.